This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The biofuels industry is closely watching as the White House administration, the EPA, and other agencies start to roll out policies for President Trump's second term. The Renewable Fuels Association's Troy Bredenkamp says the ethanol industry is hopeful that the president and his team continue their past support for U.S. biofuels. We will hear more from Bredenkamp next.
Imagine you're a basketball team that just won the title game, not by one bucket or 10, but by a score of 90-24. That would be a historic butt-whooping. Just like the beatdown Corteva AgriScience nitrogen stabilizers are putting on competitors, our Optinite technology and InServe and Instinct Next Gen locks nitrogen in your corn's root zone for up to 8 weeks versus only 2 weeks for others. See the difference our playbook makes at NutrientMaximizers.com.
Troy Bredenkamp of the Renewable Fuels Association says the ethanol industry is hopeful that the president and his team continue their past support for U.S. biofuels.
I think we'll have partners within these agencies to help move that forward. And I know that the American farmer has a pretty good friend over there in the White House right now. So he is very keenly aware, acutely aware of how important they were in the Midwest to getting him elected. And he's the kind of guy that doesn't forget things like that.
Some question that support, given the president's backing of tariffs and their fear of another trade war. Bredenkamp says Trump is viewed as pro-ethanol, which could help demand and prices for feedstocks.
Anything that we can do to increase the blend rate of ethanol into our liquid fuels is going to increase demand for corn, and that's going to be a good thing for the American corn farmer.
Some of the issues in the industry that will factor heavily into future policy decisions: permanent year-round sales of E15. 45Z tax credits for sustainable aviation fuel, and the potential rollback of emission and mileage standards that favor electric vehicles. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. Also, you can find the latest episodes of our daily Iowa Ag Matters podcast under the podcast tab. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.